Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Who have been indoctrinated in the climate change hoax, there are many reasons why you are just dead wrong. And even worse, you're being led to slaughter by a eugenics cult that has infiltrated our federal, state, and local governments.
When I asked Tanya Plibersek, was the deputy leader of the Labour Party and the potential deputy prime minister, was carbon dioxide the big issue in relation to climate change? And she said yes. I then said, well, that being the case, what percentage of the atmosphere is made up of carbon dioxide? What percentage of the Earth's air is carbon dioxide?
Oh, I don't know.
But if carbon dioxide is 0.04% of the atmosphere, and human beings are responsible for 3% of that 0.04%, surely if a political party doesn't know the quantum of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, what the hell are we standing the economy on its head for? Demonising coal-fired power, driving everyone into renewable energy, which is not available, not reliable and not affordable, plonking us in electric cars, giving us nearly the dearest electricity in the world when we're rich in energy resources, exporting coal so that China and India and Japan can have cheap electricity, and we sit here swallowing this ideological rubbish, putting industry at risk, jobs at risk, and burying the economy.
So it is ultra important that we refuse to stop digging into the ruins and future of Lahaina, because it is the bellwether for the rest of the United States. Note, misleading social media posts have been circulating falsely asserting that the Hawaii Digital Government Summit, which is held in Honolulu each year, is aimed at transforming Maui into the first smart island. These claims are incorrect and do not align with the summit's annual focus. So what is the C40 Citigroup, and why would they distance themselves from these claims?
And so why did you decide to enter into a global pact?
I think that the goals that C40 has set for the world are really important goals if we're going to mitigate climate change.
According to their website, C40 City Climate Change Leadership Group is a group of 96 cities represented by mayors around the world, representing 1/12 of the world's population and 1/4 of the global economy, focused on fighting the climate crisis and driving urban action to reduce green gas emissions, end quote, quietly plowing in the seeds of the UN Agenda 2030 with the aid of Silicon Valley towards a more equitable digitization of the workplace with exponential growth of a cloud-based government.
What we have to do as politicians is to almost be like teachers, work with the experts to explain, just like we do with the pandemic, explain climate change.
Well, they can't deny that Maui has been ground zero for smart city transformation for a long time by the state of Hawaii.
Maui's transportation department will be testing an all-electric bus.
As Hawaii makes its push to achieve 100% renewable energy by 2045, harnessing the wind on land has been controversial.
Between 2011 and 2016, NITO headed a smart community project called Jump Smart Maui. Held on the island of Maui, Hawaii, a smart community was constructed by Hawaiian and Japanese stakeholders. NITO explains, smart community is a social system that integrates advanced environmental and energy technologies and provides citizens belonging to the community with a sustainable, safe, and secure society. Meanwhile, the EPA, with its notorious record of environmental sabotage, is scrubbing the crime scene. According to KITV4, right now, federal, state, and local officials remain in phase one of the cleanup process following the fire devastation. 9 teams with the EPA have been assigned by FEMA to search, remove, and dispose of hazardous materials found in structures impacted by the fires. It's no secret anymore. Contracts were signed to build high-rise condos and businesses in Lahaina. But you can't build in a historical district, and you certainly can't start a smart city in one.
All I've had since day one is $700. We are only being told, stand in this line, sign here. What are we signing? Who is it benefiting, us or America? That's what I want to know.
The historical city of Lahaina stood in the way of this globalist overreach. John Bound reporting.
Notice the Hawaiian lady said America. No, lady, we're all getting screwed by the globalists, okay?
Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with a trifecta sale, 40% off, with DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The trifecta sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win. The trifecta sale. Go now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Worst nightmare and the Patriots' best friend, Alex Jones.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief.
There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
Businessman there, drink my wine. Come and dig my earth.
It's Friday, September 29th.
None will let
2023. Thank you so much for joining us.
Nobody
as we transmit in defiance of tyranny worldwide. There's been a big story hiding in plain view that I talked about many years ago because it's part of the larger UN replacement migration plan, but I hadn't talked about it in a long time. And Scott Bronson, our lead producer on the show, came in this morning with a big stack of news and made the point to me and said, I think this is what's going on. And I said, no, I agree with you. That is what's going on. So I had them print some more articles and get some more videos ready. At the bottom of the hour, I'm going to cover a massive story. How are they going to get foreign troops here to confiscate the guns? That isn't just some rumor. That's been proposed under State Department Memorandum 7277 and others since the 60s. But how are they going to do it? With the illegal aliens, ladies and gentlemen, and now it's happening. And it ties into the national draft that the Pentagon admits they're getting ready and the Democrats are promoting. This stack is beyond critical, and it is coming up here in just 30 minutes from now or 25 minutes from now. In fact, guys, I gave you yesterday's stack back this morning when I got here. Will you re-pull me the big studies and the reports out of Bloomberg on corporate hiring and 94% of all new hires the last 2 years being non-white? I'm going to explain the dichotomy and the social credit score, universal basic income game plan. That ties into this as well. That's why a lot of times I should cover stories more often, but I have this tendency to want to give you a full spectrum analysis. So as I think about the story I want to break down, I don't just give you some one-dimensional or two-dimensional or three-dimensional layout. I give you their documents, their statements, their master plan, where they want to go, where they're at, how it's going to unfold. This couldn't be a bigger subject. Pull the stack for me. Pull that out of the stacks about an inch thick. And we will do that at the bottom of the hour. This is big, big, big. Now, let me mention what else we're going to be covering today. In the third hour, we're joined by a British independent, very successful journalist who was arrested last week and taken to jail. But he says he's not going to back down. He broke the SS German officer, part of the key unit that carried out the extermination of Jews and others in Ukraine. That's where the real Holocaust stuff did go on. He exposed the standing ovation. He exposed who he was. They arrested him. just a day later in the UK. He'll be joining us. I could have Owen Schroyer on to talk about it. Oh, our host, but oh, he's got to get ready to report to prison here very soon, so he's not here. He's visiting family. See how crazy it is? It's not just somebody in the UK getting arrested, or somebody puts up a transgender flag and says, I think they're Nazis in the UK. He gets arrested. It's everybody. The totalitarianism ain't coming, boys and girls. It's here. So we're going to get to that. Now, let's walk through the other stats here. Senator Dianne Feinstein, dead at 90. Got a lot of interesting angles on this. We're going to be breaking it down. New York Democrats to distribute flyers to illegals at southern border, warning them you were better off somewhere else. Well, they already got blue city control and 78% Democrat voters in New York. They don't need them there. Though they actually tell them, go to red states. Can't make that up. Elon Musk at the border and more. That's a very important stack, obviously. Also, a bunch of pedophile arrests. How New York City gun arrests uncovered a huge pedophile satanic cult. That's the New York Post, not Alex Jones. Fire department lieutenant sentenced to 33 years on child porn charges after bust by predator poacher. I want to get that great researcher and great activist back on soon. Murder crisis plagues D.C. as mayor begs for more officers after defunding the police. UAW announces new strikes at GM and Ford plants. Mosquitoes are a growing public health threat suddenly in the U.S. after Bill Gates released billions of them. That's a whole stack. We have video and congressional testimony yesterday of OSHA head claims we didn't demand that anyone be fired despite agency issuing vaccine mandate that fired over 300,000 nurses and medical workers nationwide, 70-plus thousand in New York alone. Gingrich says no more pointless GOP debates. Trump's going to be the nominee. Yeah, he gets 55 to 65% of the vote in every poll against the whole other field. The rest of them only get 30, 40%. Incredible. Elon Musk says we're running out of conspiracy theories that didn't turn out to be true. Talks about Russell Brand and the targeting of independent media. Can't afford California housing? Try living in a pod. I'd said that the model that pod the UN wants in their own documents was 250 square feet. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't know you could fit in these, but they're coming out with 40 square foot coffin apartments. Can't make that up. You'll own nothing. You'll like it. You'll have nothing. You'll like it. You will eat some bugs. FBI caught all over the country covering up massive election fraud. Philadelphia endured a fourth night of mass rioting after a police officer who an attacker tried to stab on video shot them. Well, it's time to riot and loot and attack all the white people, because the media says so. That's some of the news. 424-1, Dems join GOP to kill Biden's anti-Second Amendment scheme. Some light at the end of the tunnel. Can AI plan the economy? Yeah, have you lived in a total AI-controlled planned economy? Sure. That's just some of the news we've got for you today, like this. Pentagon says troops won't get paid during potential government shutdown, but Ukraine will, including hundreds of thousands of civil servants. We're not just second-class citizens. Being a citizen is now a joke. It means you're there to be exploited and controlled. Also, public schools are no longer safe for your child. A bunch of data on that and videos of transgenders beating up girls, but they say it's okay because they're transgender. Another key report by Darren McBreen. How many feds does it take to stage an insurrection? And Laura Logan has put out a new Part 3 report, the most devastating yet, detailing that it was a fed-surrection. That's coming up as well. More market analysts believe the dollar is nearing its end, regardless of bringing a new global system. That's just some of what we're covering here on this live, original, teleprompter-free, worldwide transmission. Please remember, this broadcast is listener-supported. Plus, we have great products you need. Finally back in stock, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, our best seller. Everything you need, the foundational system, all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids for your stamina, for your focus, for your immune system, for your joints, for your bones, for your blood, for your brain. It's back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com discounted. And all three of InfoWars Platinum, the HGH Max Boost to naturally increase your growth hormone and more, back in stock. 1776 Testosterone Boost. Sorry, it's a private label, the best-selling formula. It's discounted. And, of course, an amazing Pain MD natural pain reliever, a private label we're allowed to do of a number one best-selling natural pain relief formula. InfoWars Platinum, back in stock, discount InfoWarsStore.com. And there's only until next Wednesday left, 4, 5, 6 days, to get the Trifecta Pack, DNA Force Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and Real Red Pill Plus. They're all finally back in stock together for 40% off. If you want the Trifecta sale, you've got till next Wednesday to take advantage of it. Water filtration, air filtration, storable foods, books, films, T-shirts.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this live Friday edition. Well, corrupt empires come and go. Corrupt leaders come and go. But God gives us all an expiration date. And the Skeksis-like leaders of the New World Order can cling to life. But the Grim Reaper, the angel of death, comes for us all. And then we face the judgment before our Creator. Dianne Feinstein has made the jump into hyperspace. She was already basically a living dead creature propped up by drugs. And she voted yesterday, though they're looking at the timestamp. Looks like she was dead already. A puppet wheeled around by Pelosi's daughter, one of the producers of January 6th, literal film producer. And I thought of this early this morning and called one of our writers and said, hey, Sea of the Babylon Bee's done this. We're not in competition with them. They're great folks, but I bet they haven't. Let's come up with a headline, Dianne Feinstein to stay in office after death. And we beat them by about an hour. They have a similar satire story. But Senator Dianne Feinstein dead at 90. Here's the InfoWars headline by Ben Warren. Senate changes rule so Dianne Feinstein can stay in office while dead. Senator Dianne Feinstein will continue to serve in office even after shuffling off her mortal coil, thanks to a new power play from the Democratic Party. Just days after Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Democrat New York, ended the chamber's dress code so Senator John Fetterman could dress like an insane org, the top Democrat decided to up the ante while adhering to the party's mantra of inclusivity and being inclusive. It's wrong, Schumer said, to discriminate against the dead. Schumer told InfoWars in an exclusive interview, which this necromantic decree, I am adding the massive roster of the unliving to our ranks. All the years of using the deceased as voters allowed for the smooth transitions. And it just goes on from there. And, of course, the Democratic Party loves to have dead people vote for them. So now, why not have dead people serve? They're basically already undead. Citizens for Free Press point out Dianne Feinstein voted yesterday. She was marked as yes vote on securing growth and a robust leadership of the American Aviation Act. So she voted yes. And, of course, we're joking. The media is going to say we're being serious. It's called satire. Dianne Feinstein is not going to continue to serve in the Senate, though Governor Newsom of California is set to appoint her replacement. And that's going to make Adam Schiff very mad because he was asking her, Feinstein, to hold on through the election next year so that he wouldn't have anybody to challenge him. But Newsom has pledged to appoint a black woman. That's foreshadowing of Big Mike Michelle replacing Biden. So more bad news for one of the most corrupt members of Congress ever, Herr Schmidt, Adam Schiff. All right, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, let's look at the border and Elon Musk making his visit to Eagle Pass. New York Democrats to distribute flyers to illegals at the southern border, warning them you're better off somewhere else and directing them to Republican and conservative states. Because, again, they don't, where they're getting 75, 78% Democrat voters in elections, they don't need the permanent underclass there. They already got it. They don't need the voters there. They're already giving them driver's license. They're already voting. If you talk about it, they indict you. Says it doesn't exist, even though it does, like they've done Trump. So they're directing them again and saying, actually, stay in Texas. In fact, Biden said he's going to sign an order to order them with ankle bracelets to stay in Texas. And then they're giving them, on average, a court date in 2032. I'm not joking. 2032, 9 years from now, they're supposed to show up at court. Can't make that up. Humanitarian crisis declared after unmarked white buses drop off thousands of illegal aliens on San Diego streets. Here's what's really going on. Elon Musk live streamed southern border chaos in a 15-minute powerful video talking to local and state officials. We'll be airing that later in the broadcast. Chicago, Denver, illegal aliens declare sanctuary cities they plan to inhabit. They brag on video about it. New York City tells migrants you're better off somewhere else and ships them to the suburbs. In rare New York City visit, Texas Governor Greg Abbott lauds, praises Mayor Adams, Governor Hochul for pressuring Biden over migrant crisis. So that's just some of the news. Meanwhile, Swedish PM, Prime Minister, vows to deploy military to wrestle back control of inner cities amid wave of gang-related shootings and explosions. And that's all going to tie in. Next segment. To what I mentioned, the master plan to bring down Europe and the United States that they admit to in their own documents. So that's coming up, ladies and gentlemen, next segment. And I realize why the crew can't find the full Bloomberg article I'm talking about. I said it was in yesterday's stack. That's not right. It's in Wednesday's stack, guys. And it's the actual study that the feds put out showing 94% of the new hires the last 2.5 years are non-white by major corporations. It's got all the pie charts, the graphs. I want to show that next segment. If we don't get it next segment, it's okay. I'll find it. We'll get to it last segment. But I really want to hit this ultra-massive story when we come back from this quick break. Also, big new January 6th developments and so much more. We've got the ongoing impeachment proceedings that have begun in the House of Representatives. Very powerful clips and information on that front as well. But all I can say is this is an insane time to be alive, but we can collectively wake up from this nightmare at any time and say no. And illustrative of that is that Biden's new anti-gun commission tried to ban archery and shooting clubs from any YMCA or any public school or private school that gets any federal funds, and they voted 424-1. Dems joined GOP to kill Biden's anti-Second Amendment scheme. Yeah, why should our children who are nonviolent and good not be allowed to learn how to use a gun or learn how to use a bow and arrow? So, see, there is some sanity. I think we should study this vote and how this happened and how out of this insane group they got all the Democrats but one to vote for this common sense. I mean, I'm actually stunned. This is, I'm pinching myself right now. It's like Bill Gates last week. Oh, we need to stop pushing the global warming thing so fast. No one's buying it. We'll get all our controls in. Let's be friendly about it. Tell us the world's going to end in 7 years and we've got to give you full control. But he's not doing it because he's a good person. He's doing it because they have the internal numbers. We can just see them in the public. That people are waking up big time. The Great Awakening is here. That's all coming up, ladies and gentlemen, today on this live Friday transmission. Have you shared the links to InfoWars.com and Bandai Video? Have you? NewsWars.com. That's how we get past the censors. You're not the tail. You're the dog. Dog don't hunt without you. Share those links. We'll be right back. We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's going on. And these are game-changing products. It's like our information's game-changing. These products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. We've got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD. Incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Counting patients or assets of the government were present on January 5th and January 6th and agitating in the crowd to go into the Capitol, and how many went into the Capitol. Can you answer that now?
I don't know the answer to that question.
You don't know how many there were, or there were none?
The answer to either of those questions. If there were any, I don't know how many. I don't know whether there are any.
I think you may have just perjured yourself that you don't know that there were any. You want to say that again? That you don't know that there were any?
I have no personal knowledge of this matter.
I know nothing. Nothing. By the way, that was in reference to Ray Epps, and yesterday you indicted him. Isn't that a wonderful coincidence? On a misdemeanor.
Meanwhile, you're sending grandmas to prison. You're putting people away for 20 years for merely filming. Some people weren't even there yet. You've got the guy on video. He's saying go into the Capitol.
We need to go into the Capitol.
He's directing people to the Capitol before the speech ends. He's at the site of the first breach. You've got all the goods on him. 10 videos, and it's an indictment for a misdemeanor? The American public isn't buying it.
The video that you're showing right now is something that has been out on Rumble. And I can tell you that from the information that we received from the Metropolitan Police Department, I can verify that this video is from a Metropolitan Police undercover officer. It appears that this officer is encouraging people to climb the scaffolding and go into the Capitol. It appears he's encouraging, but he's definitely helping people climb the scaffolding, and he's telling them, go, go, go.
Agents of the federal government, we're not just there, but we're also encouraging people to riot or go into the Capitol.
That's exactly right. Federal agents encouraged the violence that day.
How many FBI agents or confidential informants actively participated in the events of January 6th?
I'm sure you can appreciate that I can't go into the specifics of sources and methods.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants actively participate in the events of January 6th? Yes or no?
I can't answer that.
Who is Ray Epps?
I'm aware of the individual, sir. I don't have the specific background to him.
Fed. Ms. Sandburn, was Ray Epps a Fed?
Sir, I cannot answer that question.
They immediately recoiled when you asked any questions about January 6th. And that was a tip-off to me. I mean, I had no thought in my head as I watched this happen on television and in the subsequent weeks that U.S. law enforcement or military agencies had anything to do with it. That never crossed my mind. I never thought there was a false flag or anything like that. I'm not a conspiracist by temperament. I never thought that. And then I interviewed the chief of the Capitol Police, Stephen Sund, in an interview that was never aired on Fox. By the way, I was fired before it could air. I'm going to interview him again. But Stephen Sund was the totally non-political, worked for Nancy Pelosi. I mean, this was not some right-wing activist. He was the chief of the Capitol Police on January 6th. And he said, oh, yeah, that crowd was filled with federal agents. Yes. Well, he would know, of course, because he was in charge of security at the site.
The Capitol Police chief says January 6th was a cover-up, and the pipe bomber still remains at large.
Mr. Olson, on January 6, 2021, did the Department of Justice or FBI have any plainclothes officers among the crowd at the Capitol?
Senator, I'm not aware of whether or not there were plainclothes officers in among the crowd at the Capitol again on January 6th.
Did any plainclothes officers enter the Capitol on January 6th?
I don't know the answer to that, Senator.
I know nothing. Nothing.
On March 6, 2001, Alex Jones first predicted the September 11th attack on the World Trade Center.
You've got an element of the FBI and these war game scenarios where they can remote control a 747 and they're going to crash it into the World Trade Center.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Biden, when he was candidate, Biden said, when I win the election, and I will, because he knew he would by fraud, I want all the illegal aliens to immediately surge the border. Well, a few times he told the truth. And now 80%+ are just completely turned loose. They're bussed and flown all over the country. Hundreds of thousands of children conservatively have completely disappeared. It is mass criminal activity. But what's really behind this? Well, if you look at Europe, you look at the U.S., you look at the U.N. documents I'm going to show you here in a moment, going back to 2001, they say we're going to flood Europe with hundreds of millions. We're going to flood North America with 600+ million by 2040. We're already well on our way there. And we're going to set them up and politically control them and basically only give them government-connected jobs so we run their lives. And then when we want to, we can activate them for political control, to vote, to be the police officers, to arrest citizens, to confiscate guns, you name it. Just like in Tiananmen Square in the late 80s, they trained in and bussed in a day 500,000 troops from 1,000 miles away that didn't even speak the same Chinese dialect to kill everybody. To kill thousands and thousands of people and arrest tens of thousands. So it's Balkanization. It's divide and conquer. It's the Tower of Babel. So let's go through these documents and look how it ties into the push for a new national draft coming in. Because they let illegal aliens become U.S. citizens or on the path of that by joining the military. They had to first purge it, though, of the loyal Americans. They do that with the critical race theory, the transgenderism, the rest of it. Replacement migration is a solution to declining and aging populations. UN.org. Now, the ADL says this doesn't exist. You should be arrested if you talk about it. The U.S. military is laying the groundwork to reinstate the draft. Von Mises Institute does a great job of laying out how they're promoting it and how Democrat lawmakers are pushing it. Profile of the unauthorized population of the U.S. The vast majority are men, and the majority of them are military-age men. This is a report from years ago. It's far worse now. Same thing in Europe. 80%+ are military-age men. Military-industrial complex is making hundreds of billions of dollars, and they need a military draft in the U.S. to take things to the next level. Will the U.S. reinstitute the draft for the Russian-Ukraine war? The uncertain future of the U.S. military's all-volunteer force. Council on Foreign Relations says we need a draft. Why bringing back the draft could end America's forever wars, some say. No, because it's going to be illegal aliens that are given citizenship to do it. That's Time Magazine. CBP enforcement statistics for 2023. The vast majority, the Border Patrol reports, are illegal aliens, military-age men. Illinois legislation would allow non-U.S. citizens to become police officers. Other states are doing it, already have, like New Mexico. Now let's tie it into this, and I'll tie it all together. Bloomberg, corporate America kept its promise to hire more people of color. Minorities are driving and delivering all the U.S. labor supply growth. Bloomberg, 94% of new corporate jobs go to non-whites. Corporate America promised when Biden was elected to hire non-whites. They delivered 94%. After BLM and S&P 100 added over 300,000 K jobs, 23% were black workers. Now let's look at the numbers from the study. Here's a graph. Here is the number of people of color hired, 94%. And here is the white people hired in the last 2.5 years, 6%. Talk about discrimination, ladies and gentlemen.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now.
now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And I see, like, what? In that one row, one woman. You see any women there? Just in, and the shot pans over thousands. But look, where's the women? Where's the women? Okay, I see two women in that line of like 100. They're set up at UN refugee centers. They're refusing the women and children. Folks, look at these boats coming in from North Africa. See any women there? The conservative number in Europe is 80+%. It's like 84% of the people coming in are military-aged men. And 5 years later, 90+% don't have a job. You see any women right there? Where's the women? Just keep that rolling. Men, 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 men. I mean, we have hours of this footage. You can go to Eagle Pass right now and see it for yourself right now. You can go anywhere in Texas on the border, and you can watch all day men come across. You see any women there? Men, 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 men. They've got time-lapse videos. We've aired them. In an hour, 5,000 people come across. No women. No women. No women. No women. So you bring in your Red Dawn force. They don't parachute in like the 1980s movie with Charlie Sheen and the rest of them. No, they're brought in. They're prepared. They're brought into the cities, they're given jobs, and then later they will do whatever their sponsors say. Because if they don't riot, or they don't kill, or they don't commit a crime, they are deported. So they follow their orders. So this is the globalist takeover program. And now look at Sweden, look at Germany, basically declaring martial law. Sweden's declared martial law, a military emergency, and put troops on the street and passports and checkpoints to counter what they've done. So the UN ships in, you know, this is Poland. A few countries like Poland have to, quote, no migrants. They won't put up with it. So the UN purposely loads hundreds of thousands of monks up against their border to tear down the barbed wire and literally attack. The same thing in Italy. So the UN doesn't send in blue helmets. They send in giant migrant, illegal, alien, military age males. You see any women up there? Remember a few years ago, they'd use babies as their human shield to get in. There it is, military naturalization statistics. U.S. service members, veterans, and other families may be eligible for certain immigration benefits in recognition of their important sacrifice. Specifically, veterans and current service members may be eligible to become U.S. citizens through naturalization under special provisions of the Immigration Naturalization Act, INA. These provisions reduce or eliminate certain general requirements for naturalization, including the requirements for the applicant to have resided or been physically present in the United States for a specific period of time for naturalization. That's the new rules, 2002, that was changed. So, that's what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. It's not coming, it's not developing, it's here. So, let's go ahead now, and let's roll a clip of Obama, right before he was elected, telling the world what the plan was. Here it is.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded. We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
So let's explain how this works. Starting 6 years ago, the George Soros DAs that control every major city in the country, any major city, most even mid-sized cities, it's like 1,000-plus cities, look it up, said, we don't care as long as a person's brown or black, if they shoot somebody, they rape somebody, we let them out, or we don't even charge them. You see it all in the news. We're going to allow people to loot and rob. And then, of course, the majority of black folks and people aren't criminals, but there's a large minority of that minority that are going to do it. And they're emboldened. And so they rob all the major blue cities until the malls close, the Walgreens close, the CVS close, the grocery store close. And they go, oh, don't worry, we're going to federalize things and open up the old Walmarts. Biden's going to give us billions of dollars. We're going to give you free food through these things. So this is the process, the processes. And now the criminals are fanning out into the suburbs and the rural areas. And when you shoot somebody, even in your small town that's breaking in your house at 2 a.m. with a gun, you learn that your small town of 5,000 people elected a Soros mayor or a Soros DA. And you get charged. Figure it out yet? And they got their Soros DAs, their Soros judges everywhere that say, you know, Trump, doesn't matter on the real estate filing, your land's worth $300 million. You can sell it for $500 million right now, Mar-a-Lago. We say it's worth $18 million. You're guilty of fraud. The judge said, not a jury, we're going to take your New York properties right now. So So these judges don't let violent criminals out. They don't just defund the police. They then take everything you've got. So people said to me in the last year, hey, you got $1.5 billion judgment and all this. You were found guilty by judges. How are you taking it? And I said, I'm taking it quite well. You'll be next within a year. Have you figured out you're under attack yet? See, let me explain something. I've already figured out I'm under attack. See, our government used to do some things that were unorthodox and dangerous because it grew into what we have now. But, you know, 30, 40 years ago, the CIA was going around killing people in third world countries and even doing it here in the U.S., but it was non-citizens or it was mafia groups. Now that stuff's not pointed at the mafia. It's pointed at you. And you say, well, I'm scared of that. I better roll over and piss myself. You know, in the last 2 weeks, they've arrested 7 federal prosecutors for killing their wife, running around the street naked, attacking people, stabbing people randomly at a red light, all sorts of weirdness, child porn. I got the articles here today. Because that's the psychotics they've hired. They hire people that hate you, that hate America, that hate babies, that love Satan. And I know you say that sounds crazy. Satanism's all over the place now, folks. Look at the New York Post. How New York City gun arrest uncovered a huge pedophile satanic cult raping and murdering children and devil worshiping. Oh, and in they're into Nazism. The Nazis were a satanic cult. People say, well, is it a Nazi cult? No, anything nasty. Harrison Kleibold at Columbine had Nazi pins. Most of the shooters have not. You're like, well, they're Jewish. It doesn't matter. It's anything sick. They get off on having an actual death camp operator given a standing ovation in Canada, because if they get away with it, they rub it in your face. George Soros said the best time of his life was rounding up fellow Jews. He said it was exhilarating. Best time of his life. Empowering. Happy making. These are quotes. They're not Nazis, but anything degenerate. You want to, like, who's attracted to a kid? Certainly not me. Who wants to rape a 3-year-old kid? They do it because it's nasty. So raping a 3-year-old boy or girl is nasty, and being into Nazism is nasty. But basically, anything sick and evil, they're into it. And they're into fomenting racist black people to run around and just murder whites everywhere, 20-1. Do I blame black people? No. It's the globalists in an aberrant sickness telling sick, crazy, psychotic black people, and every group's got them, that you got a green light, baby, to go murder all the white people. We'll cover it more in the next hour, but that's the invasion plan. That's the Red Dawn. That's the New World Order. It's not just a voting class. It's not just an underclass. It's going to fill up our police, our bureaucrats, and our military. And when the units show up, like it showed 94% brown, the world's 93% brown. They just filter out the brown people they want that will follow orders, have units of brown people, don't even speak your language, and they come in to arrest you, beat you, kill you, rape you, whatever, and they're all, and you can't criticize them because they're, quote, the minority that's the new majority. They're setting up a race war, a civil war. That's their plan to destroy the country.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.